Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Hett of the Hett Agency, and today on My Neighborhood Food Truck, I'm talking with Bob Leahy of the Outsider Slider in Freehold, New Jersey. Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, excellent. Well, first, what got you started in the food truck business?
Well, I was an executive chef for years, hotels, country clubs, catering, and just recently got married about, I guess about 7 years ago, and my wife did not like my hours. So I got into the school system food program, and then, of course, Superstorm Sandy in New Jersey kind of put the school that I was working at under for a year. And one of my, things I've always thought about I wanted to do was run my own business and have a food truck. So that's when I went and started really researching for about 3-4 months, food trucks, what, how to go about it, financing, themes, everything. So I got about it just, from Superstorm Sandy, losing my job, and just doing what I really always wanted to do, is run my own business and a food truck.
Wow, that's a sort of a tough way to get into the business by losing your job through the hurricane, but at least, it got you started. So how did you come up with the theme of Outslider?
Well, through the help of my wife, thank God, because I had some really incredibly stupid ideas. Not ideas, but names. I wanted to be creative. I didn't want to be limited to one item or like 4 or 5 items on your truck. So with the Outslider, I just thought I can do anything as a slider. It's a small, basically 3-ounce sandwich. I serve 2 on my truck, so I can do anything. I've done from crab cakes to, I think I have about 40 different flavors of burgers, to Vietnamese pork burgers, to ahi tuna. It just gave me a lot of variety to do and creativity on my truck than to do the same old thing every day. I guess with my experience, I would get bored easily, and that's where I can have fun with it and change it to things that are coming into season, different areas that I might vend to. It might be more of a younger crowd, might be an older crowd, so I can really vend to my clientele for the day or to the week, wherever I might be serving. So came up with a lot of just crazy ideas I won't even mention. They're embarrassing as I really just thought about it and then to stick with it. You got to stick with what you're doing. So it took a while, about 3-4 months, I finally came up with it.
Well, that's good. So with having sort of the sliders as your core, any other specialty items or signature items that you have?
Most of the signature items, I do sides. The first year I went out, I just did sliders, and I realized I got to have fries with the burger. So I do a fresh skin-on fry. I do a truffle fry, a garlic parmesan fry. But the burgers, most of the popular ones is bourbon barbecue, which I do an apple with smoked bacon, fresh bourbon barbecue sauce, aged cheddar cheese, and then some of the others are crab cakes. I do a fresh grilled crab cake. The only thing that is fried is my fries. Everything else is flat top grilled. Crab cakes, fresh pulled pork, brisket, more the popular items on the truck.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. I also see on your website that you do catering. Has that branched into a large thing for you with, catering the sliders and stuff?
It really has. I never thought of the catering part of it when I did the truck. I did have a catering business prior to that, and it just really kind of worked itself in. People, instead of doing their normal backyard barbecue, they call me in, I roll in, they pick the menu, serve them, no fuss, no muss. I do a lot of after weddings. I guess with burgers, that's a good after drinking crowd food. So after weddings, a lot of times I'll pull in as they're loading under the bus from the cars. They come to the truck, and I serve them up different sliders that they have pre-ordered, flavor-wise, and fries. The catering part really helped. And then the office buildings, a lot of them in the New Jersey area don't have cafeterias, or they're not that good. So facility asks a lot of the trucks to come in, and that's where we'll do a lot of carrying at lunch, a lot of the office buildings.
Oh, okay.
For the whole variety.
Well, yeah, that leads me sort of into my next question about where you park and how people can find out where you're going to be.
Well, where I park, it's tough right now in New Jersey because we don't have a lot of areas in New Jersey that have foot traffic. Like you might have in Seattle or San Francisco, there's a lot of foot traffic. Because a lot of the towns don't welcome us. And that's a constant fight for us, is to work with the town to get us licensed to vend in their areas. So foot traffic is tough. So for us, it's really the office complexes, large office complexes, catering the Monday through Friday. The weekends, we pretty much fill ourselves up with food truck events, food truck wars, a lot of things going on in the normal catering that we would have on the weekend. So during the week, it's hard to say where I park. I'm still working on that, looking for that ideal spot. I found spots that, you know, just can't get permitted. Some towns just won't even allow you to get a permit in the area. So that really restricts you where you can vend. And it might be a great area. And then some towns just want insane money for you to park. There's some towns down by the shore, they want $25,000 for the summer.
Wow.
It's just a little crazy at times. So we're still educating the towns. We get inspected, I don't know, I think I've probably got inspected 52 to 53 times last year by the Board of Health. We're cleaner than restaurants. We're inspected constantly. Our food is fresh. It's from scratch. It's not frozen. It's not, you know, quick. We do have, you know, tend to have lines because we're cooking the order. So the towns don't welcome us just yet. We're working on that right now.
Oh, that's too bad because they're missing out on a huge, huge opportunity.
You know, they really are. When we finally get these events, we might do a winery and people come and they, you know, they really just are just swarming to a lot of the events on weekends and really seeing what we can do for them. And they're like, oh, I'll come to my town. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, that's when your town doesn't allow us in. And it's not as easy to go to the mayor and just talk to him. So we're working on it. It's a work in progress right now.
Well, good luck with that. So with your actual food truck, it looks like it was it's a camper or a remodel. How did you go about doing that?
In my research, I went to, there's a lot of companies that build food trucks. I'm like, oh, I'd like to have that truck and this equipment. And they came back with money that, I mean, I could buy a nice house with. And I was just, I couldn't justify it. You have a budget, and I just wanted to stick with that. So I realized that, well, food trucks, you have to have hot and cold water. You have to have a generator. And all that is already on an RV. So they already have the tanks. They already have the generator. So I then went and researched RVs, found one that I liked, knew nothing about them, and just started basically stripping it because, again, I had less to do, money to put into it because it had most of the stuff on there. It had refrigerators. So I stripped it and just kind of learned as I went along to, you know, how to wire and how to do everything. And I can basically fix my own truck at this point because I built it. So I did 90% of all the work on my truck between the flooring, the equipment, installing refrigerators. The only thing I didn't do was the hood system and the ancil system. Suppression system, which you have to have done professionally.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's just, you know, it's a cost factor. Just looking at, like, hey, I got this, I'm putting the same equipment this guy has in his truck, and I'm a third of the price. Plus, mine has, you know, air conditioning, because all RVs have air conditioning. I left the bathroom in. There could be very long days that you're standing there. So I do have the bathroom. I have, you know, hand sinks, three base sinks, everything that every other truck has. But I think I have a couple extras. I just recently put in TV. So I have TV outside for my customers and TV inside for myself because I do not like missing my sports.
Yeah,
it really is a home on wheels into my business.
I see that. You must be a big Giants fan, too. I see that's retweeted
Giants,
on your
Yankees. Yes.
Well, that's good. Yeah, you're the first one I've talked to that has taken an RV and made the conversion. Most of them have been panel trucks or other type of more trucks than an RV. So good job.
That's, yeah, I mean, it's easy if you have the money. Like, hey, let's go out there and build one. I know there was a gentleman just recently built one for $230,000. Hey, you know, how somebody build it. You know, it's great, but kept equipment he doesn't use. I put in, designed my kitchen, did it exactly what I wanted, and again, probably for $30,000. And I don't think anybody can build one for that.
No, and if it's customized to exactly how you want your line to work, what's going to work the best, you know, based on your menu and things like that, that's truly the best way to do it for you. Now, do you work, given the climate in New Jersey, do you work year-round or do you take some of this bad winter time off?
I've been in business 2 years. Last year, I took off for a little bit for personal reasons. This year, I had surgery. But I'll be back up and running in January. It's kind of tough in this kind of weather because even if you find a good office complex, not many people are going to come out in the freezing weather to get food from you. Again, you do have to wait, so you might have to wait there 5-10 minutes in the cold weather. So it is hard to vend in the area. So it's a lot of more corporate catering or special events that we might do in the winter, but it does slow down for us.
Okay. Any funny stories? You know, if you've been in the business for 2 years, you must have run across a wide variety of people coming up to your truck. Any funny stories?
Not really. It's funny, but I guess most of the people walk up, you know, they order and then they step back and they're like, oh, wait a second, isn't this a... This is an RV, isn't it? I'm like, yeah, it's an RV. You know, and then they want to take a tour of it. And then I'm always happy to do that because, you know, my truck is spotless when I show up and spotless when I leave. So I'm very proud of how clean it is. But most people are amazed that it's like, it's an RV, you know. And but no, not many funny stories. Unfortunately, no, I haven't come across any just yet. You know, most people, again, because it is kind of a quirky little truck, they think, oh, you do ice cream. No, not ice cream, it's burgers. And so they can't get a hold of, I guess, how funny the truck looks that they think it's like a dessert.
Okay. No, but that's, you know, that's good. Well, in wrapping up, what advice would you give someone who wants to get into the food truck business?
I would say develop a unique identity and stick with it. Don't try to be more than you are. Analyze your market. So if you're looking into a burger truck, for instance, like myself, see how many are out there, you know, how good they are. And again, stick with it. Don't do your, like, I'm a slider, then I start doing Philly cheesesteaks and everything else. So stick to your identity. And consistency, obviously, is key to, you know, prices can go up, like burgers went up on me this year. You stick with the same burger that you started with. Whether you're, you know, cutting into your, you know, bottom line, you have to stick with the consistency in your product. And just, you know, remember that food trucks are about, you know, fresh ingredients, and they're cooked with love, and they're not frozen food done quick. So you're going to have lines. But, you know, just, I guess that would be it on if anybody's looking to get into a truck. And I'm always willing, I have people call me all the time and just looking for advice or talk them, you know, what they need to do. And I'm always happy to do it.
Well, excellent. If you want to give your Facebook page or any contact information with your website, feel free to do that.
Okay, yep. My website is www.theoutsider.com, and the Facebook is /outsider.com. Also on Twitter and Instagram, which I am currently working with, so don't be surprised if you don't understand what I'm saying. I'm working with it. I'm older and I don't understand it sometimes. But my Twitter account is The Outsider and my Instagram is The_Outsider.
Excellent. Yeah, getting all that social media together is a definite challenge for most small businesses, but you'll conquer it, no problem.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess my wife was yelling at me because I don't have glasses on. And she said, what did you just tweet? I'm like, oh, yeah, it must have auto-stealth. Restealth it, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I go back and try to fix it, so. But it's fun. I enjoy it, and I wouldn't, out of all the places I've ever worked, country clubs, hotels, this is the one place, you know, it's after all the years being in the business, I really enjoy this. Just the other trucks that to get to know, the friendship that you have with them. We don't compete, you know, it really is a big family with all the trucks.
And I've heard that now that I've been talking to different, you know, food truck owners throughout the country. The camaraderie is just phenomenal. And they really just want to see this whole industry take off, be successful, and be of service to the community, which I think is an excellent way to, you know, work your business. If we've got to work, let's make sure we're having fun doing it.
Exactly. You know, so many people get into something, they don't like what they do, but I absolutely love what I'm doing right now.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, and good luck with the rest of your week.
All right. Thank you.